Good evening.
This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Yeah. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill.
This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. We break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Skyler Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. By the way, I probably won't be available to do any of the nets this week, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So if anybody feels like picking them up this week, go ahead. I got a lot of work here this week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to even get to the meeting. But anyway, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in from North Utica through Echolink. And Jeff, I believe I'm the only one in the queue.
KD2FM, Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff, and I'll load everyone up in the North Country. KD2FM here, North Utica. As I said, it's 29 degrees. We actually have some snow covering the grassy surfaces. In fact, the local weather on the news down here said that any snow that may melt during the overnight, if those temperatures drop, keep aware for some possible black ice in the morning on your travels. So just keep that in mind. The Oneonta Amateur Radio Club will be having its monthly meeting tomorrow down in Oneonta if anyone is interested. They'll have a ham swap at 6:30 p.m. with a regular meeting at 7 p.m. followed by a presentation given by Brian Webster and to KGC. I'm not sure what the topic will be, but it's always very interesting subject matter that Brian presents, or any of the members for that matter. So on that note, I'll step back and I'll sit idly by and I'll monitor. If anyone wants me to give any fills on that, I'll be able to do that. 7-3, KD2FM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, that sounds interesting, especially the swap. You never, never seems you have enough equipment. At least I know that's the way it goes to me anyway. All right, thanks. And have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the, I'll now take calls from regular members again.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. We got a temperature of 30 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 28 to 39. So needless to say, I got the wood stove chugging all day and through the night. I think after tonight, I can just use it a little in the nights for the rest of the week from the looks of it. So nothing much else. Good luck with your work and all, and we'll take speaking of that, I had a continuing saga, not with the vehicle, but with the cell phone. That 10 phone suddenly wouldn't take the card, but canceled it. And when I tried to call customer service from it, dialing in that 10 phone number, I kept getting Verizon Wireless instead. So I finally had to give up, buy another card and a brand new phone in order to get on the air again. They can't be without a phone, you know, if I'm up there in the hospital and everything. So I was not a happy camper. God bless. 73 Z2 PFM clear.
Well, good luck with the cell phone saga's been going on for decades now. I tell you. So every time you get comfortable with one, they change it up. But, yeah, it looks like we're going to have some little bit warmer evenings up in the 40s here for the first part of the week anyway. They're saying it's another cool down for the weekend coming up, but, well, that's still kind of far away. I don't trust their forecast that far ahead, but, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, thanks, thanks, George. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
YFALW, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
All right, there's three more. N5AOW, Bob, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW, and everyone that come in on it. I tell you what, I'm surprised this morning. I had cleared the lawn off yesterday, get everything pretty well, you know, I had a few leaves and whatever. Went out this morning, and I'll tell you what, from front to back, had to be 2 inches thick, so you couldn't see a blade of grass. No leaves, I think the cold weather took the leaves down, and between that and the wind, cleaned a lot of it off. I think the only thing left up there now is probably about 10% of what used to be. So maybe that'll come down the next couple of days, and I'm hoping we get a little breeze with it. Maybe it'll carry it away from the lawn this time. I'll tell you what, I've got more leaves now than I know what to do with. So, but that's about it. It was a pretty nice day overall, and I got out there for a bit and kind of worked my tail off for a while, and came back in to lick my wounds. So I sat and watched a couple of football games, watching one now. So I'll return it back to you, Jeff. You have a fine evening, and everyone else, N5AOW, back to net control.
Bob, yeah, I was sitting out in the blind this morning. I got up there, it was a little after 6. It was still dark, and I had my little flashlight. As soon as I got to the blind, I heard a bunch of deer running away. And I sat down in there, and you could hear the frozen leaves hitting the ground. It sounded like the whole woods was on fire, you know. It sounded like there was 100 deer out there. It was all just the leaves landing on the ground. They were all heavy from that frost. And, but I noticed that as soon as the sun hit the trees, all them leaves came just flying off the trees. I'm assuming they must have been, they already were ready to fall, but they were frozen onto the trees. When the sun hit them and it melted that frost, and they all came, I mean, it was like it was raining leaves for about a good hour. And right then I had a deer walk right up alongside me. I could count its eyelashes. I could have clubbed it with the rifle there. But it was real close. Anyway, I saw the same thing happen up there. You couldn't even see where I'd walked in. The leaves are so thick, just over a couple hours. So, anyway, all right. Have a good one there, Bob. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on?
We got 29 degrees up on the hill here, Jeff. Trying to rack my brain here, trying to get a vehicle history report on a 1978 Corvette, and apparently it's got a 13-digit VIN, and it's the best that what I'm finding is somebody said that that the government hired a private contractor to take care of the records, and they lost them. 1980 and older, and they don't seem to, nobody seems to have any record of any cars from 1980 and older, which is nonsense, because every year the car has to go in for inspection and information gets collected on it, but every time I put in a 13 digit VIN, it kicks it out saying it's supposed to be 17 digits.
Well, you probably did some digging on your own, But I don't know if it helps any. There's a website out there. You might have already come across it, but it's www.corvette-web-central.com, and they have a Corvette decoder, and they do have one from 1965. Well, let's see, you said 74. They have one from 72 to 1980 for 13-digit VIN explanations. I don't know if it'll tell you any history, but you can break down what it's about. I don't know what other information they have in there about it. But, yeah, that kind of stuff. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, though, if the government screws that up. So couldn't imagine them doing that. Anyway, good luck with your search there, Ray, and let us know how it turns out. All right, KC2WI, Pete, what's going on?
KC2WI. It's, just dropped to 29 here. Just in the last 2 minutes, and the last time I looked at the digital thermometer, it said 30. And about 5:30, I think, I was outside doing a little work on my firewood racks here on the south side of the garage. Just pretty much got done with it, and we had a pretty good snow flurry here, big flakes, and it actually stuck, you know, still some on elevated surfaces like some leaves and my little rain shield there on the top of my bird feeder and stuff like that. So, that's the first real snow I've seen. I mean, yesterday morning it came down and sort of mixed or grapple or something, and then off and on during the day it kind of looked like maybe it was sort of sleety, but it really didn't look like snow. I don't know, my dad said up in Lake Pleasant there was a little bit of a dusting, you know, on the garage roof and stuff like that. So I guess up to 9 inches in some places over towards the other side of the hill. Picture somebody posted, I think it was actually a picture from News Junkie. It's, you know, a ruler stuck in 6 inches somewhere over around the parish or something. Well, that's okay. We don't really need any of that stuff. But, we, you know, the snow, it's either too early for it, obviously. And when you do get it, you either get good snow or nothing. You know, this here is, imagine the places where they've got it. It's just a mess. And like Kevin said, you know, melts and then turns ice. And I noticed that too. It was almost like it was snowing, you know, with the leaves coming down after the cold and that. And my areas of my lawn are covered again. So I'll run a lawnmower and mulch them up again in a couple of days. Yeah, the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club meeting tomorrow night at 7, and of course the Boonville meeting the next night at 7. Worked a New York TUSO party this weekend. I just didn't do so good as I normally do. I think I got less counties. I didn't really look back, but I think it seems like I got less counties than last year. I know there's some I didn't get this year that I got last year. And I don't know. I almost quit. And I was actually about to go out for a couple hours in the afternoon, maybe get another cord of firewood. You know, and every time I just was about ready to do it, I'd look up and it would be raining or, you know, precipitating again. I said, well, you know, and then it got to be 4 o'clock and it was definitely too late. But I did operate. I quit. You know, sometimes I'm right on there till 10 o'clock, but I quit about 9:30. I heard everybody I could hear, and my conclusion is that in order to get a good, you know, really try and get all the counties, you probably got to work CW.
All right, Pete. Yeah, we we had some of that gruffle at the camp there, and was quite a bit of it, actually. I came out this morning, and there was a layer of it underneath the frost, anyway, on the truck, and all throughout the woods, you could see it all over the leaves. It was almost, had it been any more, you could have called it accumulation. But, yeah, we had quite a bit of that, and we had some snow up there, too. It flurried a little bit. Nothing that, you know, accumulated at all, but it was letting you know that it's not going to be that much longer. Sorry, they got the deer moving, that's for sure, because they weren't moving last weekend when they had the youth hunt, and this weekend, well, you could, like I said, I spooked one out in the morning, and it just stayed right around me, walking around out in the woods. You could hear it breaking twigs between the leaves crashing from the, you know, coming down. You could hear it out there walking around, so definitely got them moving around up there. But, all right, well, yeah, I didn't even, you know, I did get on 10 meters a little bit when I was up there at camp, just tinkering around after I got the antenna strung up higher, and I made a contact down in the Virgin Islands, and then I had to, somebody stopped over the camp, and next thing you know, it was dark, and I just kind of put the thing away, so I never did get a chance to even play around with any QSOs at all, so. Anyway, all right, thanks, Pete, thanks for checking in, you have a good evening. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
And 2KKL, good evening.
And 2KKL, Pauline, good evening. What's going on?
Not too much. Just keeping warm. It's down to 32 degrees already. We had just a little bit of snow this morning, but it was gone by noon. But I think Oswego had like 6 inches. Anyway, good evening, everybody. I hope you had a good day. It really warmed up and was beautiful this afternoon. So anyway, good to hear you all. N2KKL, back to you, Jeff.
All right, Pauline. Well, you have to fire up another batch of cookies over there. Well, Paul always says, he always talks about the cookies you're baking over there. So fire up another one, keep yourself warm. And yeah, you're right, it did warm up. I know at one point I had to, when I came out of the woods, I had to do some searching around out there for something. And well, I ended up taking half my hunting clothes off, and it was too hot. Once the sun did come out and warm up a bit, it was definitely, it was nice for a little bit anyway. All right, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there. We'll catch with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service at KD2AIT? Well, for myself, like I said, we got this morning and we went out hunting until, 11 or so. And, boy, the woods were active this morning. I haven't seen them that active the whole year, and I was surprised how much everything was moving around today. Usually it takes a good snowstorm to get them moving around up there by North Lake, and it was it's a good sign. So I had one walk right up on me, this little dog walked right up on me. Like I said, I could have reached over and pet it. It was that close, and caught me off guard. I was packing up and getting ready to leave, and it walked right up next to me, behind me, and the wind was in my face. I was kind of surprised, so it just had no fear of me, I guess. Anyway, so we got back down here, and the wife had lunch ready when I got home, which was kind of nice, unexpected. So we all sat around and had some lunch, and then kind of took it easy the rest of the day. I got a game here I'm recording, and I'm going to go back in to watch when I'm done with the net, and maybe watch a little TV here later, and then back to work tomorrow. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, just a reminder that I probably won't be able to do the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday net like I usually pick up. If anybody else wants to pick them up, first come, first serve. Tuesday, maybe. If I can make the meeting, then I'll probably be able to do the net, but I got a lot of work to do this week, and we're also renovating the kitchen, so I'll probably be dead tired by 9 o'clock. Anyway, all right, so hearing no more comments, queries, or check-ins, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. So I'd like to thank Kevin, J. George, Bob, Ray, Pete, Pauline for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be signing out of this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for the use of Echolink, that is. And hopefully we'll catch you guys next time I'm able to get back in. I know tomorrow night I'll be at the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club meeting, so hopefully I'll catch you guys maybe Tuesday or Wednesday night on the air. KD2FPM is clear and out.
Good day tomorrow. KA2 that is that.